While the class is held twice a week, we really encourage that they do the exercises 3 times a week. And when the class finishes after 8 weeks, they should be able to continue and do these exercises on their own, in their own home, or continue with a group of people that have also been through the class. We know that for strength training to be beneficial, you have to continually do it. You don't just do it for 8 weeks and stop. So it's continuous.
Exercise is one of the best ways to keep your body and mind functioning at its best. I'm Jeff Wickman, K-State Research and Extension Northeast Area Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist and Walk Kansas State Coordinator Sherilyn Jackson, and Southeast Research and Extension Center Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist Gail Price have both been through the training for Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, which is now available in Kansas. Gail, if you could, just give us some of the focus points for the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program.
Sure. The Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program focuses on improving health and wellness for older adults. The goal of the program is to provide a safe, structured, and an effective strength training for the target audience of older adults. And it has been proven in our neighboring state of Missouri to show that there's improved balance, improved flexibility, and strength over time and involvement by the participants. So we're excited to have it coming to Kansas.
And Sherilyn, we also start to see muscle loss much sooner than people probably realize.
That's right. By age 30, we're already starting to see some muscle loss, and that rate of loss.
According to the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, published by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, adults should get at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity each week, such as brisk walking. In addition, regular strength training helps build muscle and increase bone density, helping to prevent frailty and osteoporosis. Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is an 8-week strength training program for older adults. The program is modeled after the evidence-based Strong Women program developed by researchers at the Friedman School of Nutrition Science at Tufts University. While that original Tufts program includes only women, University of Missouri Extension has adapted the curriculum to include men, and 2 Missouri Extension specialists have been training Kansas State University research and extension agents to lead the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program in Kansas. On today's Sound Living, the benefits of strength training. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by research and extension at Kansas State University.
Accelerates around age 50, so we really, you know, for just about everybody, it's important to do some type of strength training activity.
When we talk about strength training activities, what are we looking at primarily? Is there kind of a set program that you use for this?
Yes, it's the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program is a set of 8 very targeted exercises that targets muscles that, as we age, has shown that it will help improve balance and strength in the joints and the muscles so that people can have better walking abilities and just day-to-day living, have better balance in their daily activities.
And these are not things that people need to join a gym for. These are not things where you're working with heavyweights.
No, you don't need to join a gym. The Stay Strong, Stay Healthy classes are led by a trained person. In most cases, it'll be your county extension agent that's trained to deliver this program. And they start out without weights at all to learn the proper technique of doing the exercises. And then gradually weights are added. And as the individual starts to get more comfortable with that level of weight, they increase it just a bit. So it starts at a very minimal level and then increases from there.
That balance is really important.
Yeah, and the assessments, there's a pre-assessment that each of the participants will go through that our trained extension staff will work with the participant to do those assessments to kind of make sure that they start each individual where they need to start with weights and so that it's really targeted for them, and then go through the 8-week 16-session series of exercises. And then again at the end there will be a follow-up assessment to see where that individual is at that point. But balance is very critical as we age, yes.
I'll just also mention that these are exercises that once they learn the proper technique, they can do in their homes. And so While the class is held twice a week, we really encourage that they do the exercises 3 times a week. And when the class finishes after 8 weeks, they should be able to continue and do these exercises on their own, in their own home, or continue with a group of people that have also been through the class. We know that for strength training to be beneficial, you have to continually do it. You don't just do it for 8 weeks and stop. So it's continuous.
You're kind of working the muscle both ways. You're looking at flexibility as well as strength.
Yes, that's correct. This program has really been touted as also, you know, being a fall prevention program for that target audience. And so, yes, you're building strength as well as the endurance and helping with balance. So
I looked at some of the exercises, and they're really kind of remind me of some stuff we did back in PE, you know, 30, 40 years ago, leg squats and leg curls and things like that.
You're right. They're pretty basic exercises. And they're just things that as we go about our daily lives and over the years that we're not using those muscles like we did when we were younger and perhaps in those PE classes. And it's just bringing attention to that and strengthening those muscles that we need to do our daily activities and remain independent for as long as we can.
This is really targeted, I would assume, even at people like us who spend a lot of time behind a desk moving the mouse around. That's kind of the only
exactly.
exercise we get.
Yes, that's correct. We know that we need to be more active and not have long periods of sitting. And so any of these exercises are good for actually anybody, but these specific set of exercises were targeted for the age group that we're working with. And our trained extension staff, they've been trained on helping people do each of the exercises correctly in a very slow, intentful way so that they get the benefit of the exercise to the fullest extent. So it will be great for people to get involved in their local counties.
And the program is designed to have the warm-up and then kind of the strength training and then a cool-down?
That's right. It's designed that way for each session, and it's recommended that you follow that even when you do it in your own home because you do need to warm those muscles up before you start using them for the strengthening exercises. That's really important.
There are also some kind of, I guess, helpful aids. I noticed in one graph they showed somebody who was using a chair for support.
Yes, and it's all designed based on the individual's level of ability. Some people won't need that chair for support, but a lot of people will. So it's really designed to work with a person at whatever level they come into the class at.
You guys both went through the training. I'm curious as to how you reacted to it because you went through and you did all these exercises yourself. Were you a little bit apprehensive to begin with and then gained some confidence as the training went on?
Definitely, yes. You know, I'm a pretty active person. I kind of make sure that I try to walk every day and do that. But these exercises, even though I thought I was in pretty good shape, definitely made a difference in areas. And I've continued to do them from when we initially went through the training and really have noticed a difference, particularly in my upper body and the exercises it meant for your arms. And so I feel like it definitely has helped me personally. And they were challenging.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you work a muscle that you're not used to working, you get that little bit of ache and pain the next day, so you know that you actually are seeing some progress.
They say let them, you know, the muscles tingle, but they shouldn't be sore for a long period of time. And again, our staff was trained to know to help people that yes, they should feel it after a while, but they shouldn't have pain. It should just, you know. Like you said, when you go out and rake the leaves, if you haven't been doing it, you notice the next day, oh, you know, there's muscles I haven't used for a while. And that's what they should experience.
You mentioned walking, and Walk Kansas kind of ties into this overall program, doesn't it?
It sure does, because we emphasize strengthening exercises with Walk Kansas as well. And it's part of the physical activity guidelines for Americans that they recommend at least 2 days a week that you do strengthening exercises for all of the major muscle groups. So they really fit very well together.
We don't know when the program will be offered across the state. That will be kind of up to different districts and counties.
We know that there are some already scheduled coming up, I think, the last part of February across the state. But yes, over the next several months, hopefully people will start noticing Stay Strong, Stay Healthy posters and advertisement in their local units. But they could contact their local extension units or Sherilyn and I to get information about where the closest location might be for them.
So this may be something they can do really in conjunction with the Walk Kansas program.
Sure. It definitely, they work very well together. And hopefully in the future, as we get more agents and staff trained to offer Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, those two will be companion programs and support one another.
We talked a little bit about the balance aspect. What are some of the other benefits that people will see from this strength training exercise?
Well, generally, just improved quality of life that they'll notice, and also a reduction in stress from any type of activity, including the strengthening activity. They'll see that their bones become stronger with the weight-bearing exercise, also a reduction in heart disease risk, and even in some cases that they might notice that they've lost weight or that they feel more toned. These are all possible effects and things that we would expect if you're doing any kind of activity over a period of time.
There's also a social piece that the research is showing that too, because it is a group that you come together twice a week for 8 weeks. And so there's new friendships that come out of it. And so there is a relationship piece that adds. And then that kind of leads to some of the issues around depression, or at least identifying that importance of socialization. So,
and if somebody's a little bit apprehensive about it, you take a friend and you don't feel quite so out of place.
Exactly.
What are some of the things that people should keep in mind in terms of what they need to do? Do they need to bring anything? Is everything provided on site?
The weights and everything that they'll need to participate in the class are generally provided. They do need to go through a registration process that will most likely require a physician recommendation. So depending too on their age and their physical health, there are some things that they'll need to do ahead of time to be able to enter the class.
That's part of that assessment, that pre-assessment that each of our extension staff would go through that individual. And if through that assessment they're identified, they would need to get that physician's authorization, yes.
Sherilyn, for people who are going to be doing this at home then, would you recommend that they work with lightweights? They're relatively inexpensive. I guess sometimes we even talk about using water bottles.
What I would recommend with the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is once a participant has completed one or two complete sessions of the class, that they look at the level of weights that they're using at that point in time before they make an investment. There are leg weights and there are also hand weights. And as you progress through, you might start out with a 1 or 2 pound weight, but when you finish, you might be at 5. And so you want to, before you make an investment, try that out through the class and have a much better idea of what kind of weights you might need to have to continue at home.
I think one of the real advantages of this program is the fact that you have this supervision and you're going to learn the proper techniques for doing all of these various exercises. So when they do finish with the 8-week class, they've got a real good foundation for how to continue this at home on their own.
Exactly. And I would discourage that you try to do these on your own and just figure it out, particularly if you've never done that kind of strengthening exercise before. And so it's really important to be able to do this with the support of a trained professional that can help you do it the right way. And that certainly will help prevent injury and also get the maximum benefit from all of the exercises.
Is this kind of part of the overall push that we've had statewide to get people up and moving and exercising?
Oh, I think so, yes. And I think with extension, again, connecting it with Walk Kansas has been so successful, and we're getting ready for a new Walk Kansas season. And this will be something that they can add on, because as was said earlier, that strength training needs to be a part of our weekly exercising program. And I think it does fit in with the national and statewide initiatives to get out and take responsibility to be healthier and live healthier.
And as you mentioned, kind of keep checking in on your county website so that you have a good idea of when it's going to be offered in your area.
Exactly. And if you have a question, if there is going to be a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class, just contact your local extension office and see if there are plans for that.
That's K-State Research and Extension Northeast Area Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist and Walk Kansas State Coordinator Sherilyn Jackson, and Southeast Research and Extension Center Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist Gail Price. For more information about the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program, contact your county or district extension office. To find out more about Walk Kansas, which starts April 3rd and runs through May 28th, including how to register your team, go to walkkansas.org. Additional research-based information on physical activity and nutrition is available on the Extension website, www.ksre.ksu.edu. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.